Okay, here we are with part 3 for video number 13 in the series of tutorial videos on the Canon EOS 500D, T1i and KISS X3. In this video we're going to be looking at the custom menus or custom menu options for live view function settings, where you see what you're shooting or what the camera's seeing on the back LCD screen. So we'll go into that now. And what I'll do for this is I'll set up a subject to actually view through the live view of the camera and run through some of the settings within that menu for you. Okay, and here we are, back with part 3. I'm going to cover the live view function settings. Now, I've actually got a couple of tripods set up at the moment to show some of the functions. Function settings of live view. I've actually got a subject which is just a teddy bear set up, which you'll see on the live view screen shortly, just to show some of these function settings for live view. So what we'll do is we'll go into that by pressing set. Live view shooting is enabled by default, I believe, if I remember rightly. We can actually enable it if it isn't by going into this menu and then choosing enable. Okay, and we can also change the grid function or the grid setting or display. The metering timer is in how long it holds its metering for, and the auto focus mode as well. So what we'll do is to just show you how to enable live view. Okay, because at the moment we've just got the normal display of the camera on. Okay, I'm in manual mode, but this will work in aperture priority, program mode, shutter priority as well. So I'll enable live view by pressing this button here. So I don't know if you can see that, which has got the recording symbol next to it, which is that's actually how you start recording video. We'll cover that later, and the printer icon there, as well as a live view icon at the top there. So I'll hit that button, the mirror will lock up and we're in live view mode now. To actually perform the focus on this, you use this button here, top right, and I've got it currently set in autofocus quick mode. You can see the autofocus points on the screen there, and you can see the subject not really willing to actually sit up straight, but it'll do for now. So, there we go, it's locked onto focus on that top red point there. And the grid, which is what I'm going to go into the menu and show you, is actually currently set on the rule of thirds grid, so we've got it split into thirds. You've got 1, 2, 3 thirds and going across. Rule of thirds means where you put your subject on one of these points or crossing on one of these cross points, offsetting the frame rather than putting them slap bang in the middle of the frame, for a better composition, which we will cover in future videos. And so we'll go into the menu, live view function settings and grid. Now we can actually turn this off should we wish to, and we'll go back to live view and there we go, we've got no grid. Okay, the grid is really to enable or to aid you, sorry, to get a good composition. And we'll go to grid 1, which we've just seen, and go back into the menus, grid 2, which is a slightly more complex grid should you have maybe more elements in your frame or multiple subjects and you want to fine-tune the composition. You can have that grid selected. So my usual setting is grid 1. Metering timer, you've got from 4 seconds, 16, 30, 1 minute, 10 and 30 minutes. So you can hold the current metering for that period of time so it won't re-meter at all. Maybe if you're in outside and you've got changing lighting conditions, maybe if it's, you know, throughout the day where you've got cloud cover which passes, so you can tell it to hold that. Default is 10 minutes, which is fine. Now the metering, if I just go back to live view by pressing the half pressing the shutter button, is actually this square that you can see here. Okay, this white square, so you can pick which part of the scene it actually meters from, and the light meter there is actually changing accordingly. So if I drop it back down to where it was, that's where I've got a correct exposure set, indicated by the neutral light meter, and my ISO 400 f8 on the aperture for a good depth of field, and 150 set or 1/50th of a second shutter speed. Okay, and within this screen at the moment, you can move this anywhere you want to meter from a different part of the screen, but you may well have to adjust your exposure accordingly. I will cover live view in more detail when actually using it to shoot certain subjects that you would do, landscapes, macro and so forth. Okay, it's usually work that you do based on the tripod as well. Now we can go back into this menu here. It's changed the autofocus mode. Okay, it's currently on the quick mode where you saw the autofocus points all around the screen. Live mode will actually watch for smiles. Okay, so it'll watch a couple of people in the scene and watch for faces and track the faces as well. So it's a little bit like smile shutter mode that you get on some compact cameras. So if I press the autofocus button, which is this button here again, okay, in the top right, okay, it will lock focus on what it thinks is a face. It's got that completely wrong, but saying that, it's looking at a teddy bear with a bee on its nose, so it's not a usual subject that you'd be looking for a face on. Okay, I'll go into another part of the live view function settings. I mean, what I'm showing you here is not everything on live view. I'll cover that in a separate video because it has some bearing on with shooting stills and also in video mode as well. So I'll try and combine those and figure out how I can do that. Live mode. Here we go. Okay, and we'll go back onto the display. Is whereby we can move this to meter from a particular part of the scene, but it will also act as your focus point as well. So it's a very, very basic mode really, and I prefer the quick AF mode. So I've got metering separate as well as the focus point on there as well that I can choose. So this is just a quick look at the live view function settings mode. I will cover live view again in some more detail. And live view meaning literally that it just displays what your camera's seeing live on the screen on the back. Handy for composing images. Probably how many people were used to using the cameras, say compact cameras and so forth, whereby you've just got that LCD screen on the back which you use to compose your images, take the picture and then review the image. Okay, it's slightly more complex on a DSLR and probably not the best way to shoot your images, to be honest with you, unless you're working on a tripod or if you're in video mode and it uses live view anyway. Traditionally we use the optical viewfinder up here. Okay, so a quick overview in part 3 for video number 13 of the live view function settings. Okay, and I will go on to video 4 as it appears. Looking at the time on the back of the video camera to carry on with some of the other features and so forth. Cheers for watching. Bye.